Well, I've said my piece. Nehmer got up stretching. As she did so, I saw what her posture had hidden. She was all wiry muscle and acrobatic grace. She looked too ordinary to be a spy and an assassin, but it was there when she moved. Take care of yourself, little brother. She paused and considered. Little sister, too. Wait, I blurted, drawing a surprised look from both of them. What are you going to tell the order? What I already told them, she said with firm emphasis, was that they'd better never try to kill a godling again. They don't understand. It's not Etempus they have to deal with now. We don't know what this new twilight will do. No one sane wants to find out. And Maelstrom helped the entire mortal realm if they ever ignite the darkness's wrath. I fell silent in confusion, having no idea what she was talking about. The twilight, I knew. It was another name for the lady. The darkness. Was that the Shadow Lord? And what had she meant by, it's not Etempus they have to deal with now? They're wasting time on this stupidity, Madding snapped, grasping at straws instead of actually trying to find our sister's killer. I could kill them for that myself. Now, now, said Nehmer, smiling. You know the rules. Besides, in 28 days it will be a moot point. I wondered at this too, then remembered the words of the quiet goddess that day in South Root. You have 30 days. What would happen when 30 days had passed? Nehmer sobered. Anyway, it's worse than you think, little brother. You'll hear about this soon enough, so I might as well tell you now. Two of our other siblings have gone missing. Madding started, as did I. Nehmer's sources of information were good indeed if she'd learned this before Mad's people, or before the gossip vine of the streets could pass it on. Who? He asked, stricken. Ina and Olboro. I had heard of the latter. He was some sort of warrior god, making a name for himself among the illegal fighting rings in the city. People liked him because he fought fair, had even lost a few times. Ina was new to me. Dead? I asked. No bodies have been found, and none of us has felt the deaths occur. Though no one felt Rola either. She paused for a moment, growing still within her ever-present shadow, and abruptly I realized she was furious. It was hard to tell behind her jocularity, but she was just as angry as Madding. Of course, these were her brothers and sisters missing, possibly dying. I would have felt the same in her position. Then belatedly, it occurred to me. I was in her position. If someone was targeting godlings, killing them, then every godling in the city was in danger, including Madding and Shiny, if he still counted. I got to my feet and went over to him. He had stopped pacing. When I took his hands in a fierce grip, he looked surprised. I turned to Nehmer and could not help the tremor in my voice. Lady Nehmer, I said, thank you for telling us all this. Would you mind if Madding and I spoke in private now? Nehmer looked taken aback. Then she grinned wolfishly. Oh, I like this one, Mad. Shame she's mortal. And yes, Miss Shoth, I'd be happy to leave you two alone now, on the condition that you never call me Lady Nehmer again. She shuddered in mock horror. Makes me feel old. Yes, I bit my tongue. Yes. She winked, saluted Madding, and then vanished. As soon as she was gone, I turned to Madding. I want you to leave Shadow. He rocked back on his heels, staring at me. You what? Someone is killing godlings here. You'll be safe in the God's realm. He gaped at me, speechless for several seconds. I don't know whether to laugh or kick you out of my house. That you would think so little of me. That you would honestly think I'd run rather than find the bastards who are doing this. I don't care about your pride. I squeezed his hands again, trying to make him listen. I know you're not a coward. I know you want to find your sister's killer. But if someone is killing godlings, and if none of the gods know how to stop that person, Mad, what's wrong with running? You just urge me to do the same thing to get away from the Order, right? You spent eons in the gods' realm and only, what, 10 years in this one? Why should you care what happens here?